Hi, this is a dictation for Seema J. Palmer, S-E-M-A-J, P-A-L-M-E-R. Date of birth is 4/10/1990. Date of accident is 8/2/2023. Date of service is 10/10/2024. The patient is here for evaluation for follow-up visit. He reports that her mood is down and she has pain in the neck with severe spasm in the upper part of the back and also the left side of the neck. In addition, lower back pain is reported with radiation to the left lateral part of the leg in L4 and 5 nerve distribution constant. Pain in the lower back is 8, lower and the neck pain is around 7. The patient does not have headaches today, but occasionally she has headaches which are less in frequency and severity, but they are still present. And she is also seeing a neurologist for the headache treatments. She's also doing a counseling, and she has a caseworker who is managing her care. She has been going for treatment with chiropractor as well as for physical therapy, and medications are helping her. She does want to continue more physical therapy and chiropractic still, as it is helping her seemingly for her. The pain level is between 7 and 8, and the ADS are affected to the tune of 8. Patient does report 70% improvement in her symptoms. Please do review the record for ADL for system review and for additional issues and substance abuse as well as the compliance history. And physical examination, the blood pressure is 95/15 and pulse is 80, pulse ox is 97.3. Rest of the examination is the same from previous visit, dated August 26, 2024, 0901-024. The different findings are as follows. There is a spasm of paravertebral muscle from L1 to L5 bilaterally, no hypertonicity, and no tenderness, no trigger points. There is no muscle spasm in the trapezius muscle, no trigger points are noticed. Entire neck is soft and range of motions are normal, and no stiffness is noticed or tender points are noticed. Regarding the musculoskeleton examination, the patient has a normal range of motion in the neck, which are as follows. The forward flexion is 60 and the extension is 60. Bilateral side flexion is 25. Oh, sorry, bilateral side flexion is 35 and bilateral rotation is 70. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 20, bilateral side flexion is 20. Bilateral rotation is 20, hyperextension is not painful. The maneuvers and to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. In the cervical spine, the Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is negative, Lerman test is negative, distraction test is positive, and Soto-Hall test is negative, myelopathy sign is negative. Thoracic spine, Roos test is negative, Slim test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Budzinski Kernick test is negative. State leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive for both sides. Breger test is negative. Kemp test is negative. And Babinski sign is negative. In the SI joint, the left SI joint is mildly tender, and a positive Faber test and positive Gonsalant test are noticed. But negative distraction test, negative Ely compression test, and negative standing flexion test. Also, there is no deficit in the motor power. Bilaterally, the motor power is reasonable, and shoulder joint on the left side is completely normal. There is improved range of motion to 140 degrees of abduction without any pain, and Hawking Cannady test is negative, speed test near test is negative, and anterior posterior apprehension test is negative. The right shoulder is completely normal also. Thank you. Diagnosis of the same plan is to continue the physical therapy at the patient request to 2 times per week, focusing on the neck, mid back, lower back, and traction massage is recommended, acupuncture, laser treatment, and chiropractic treatment, home exercises. She remains off work, house foot replacement, transportation, and case management is ordered. The our maps and labs have been reviewed, and the patient is, we have informed her about her MRI findings, which have been reviewed, and she has been informed of all the possible options, including spinal cord stimulation device, surgical opinion, as well as further injections. She is advised that she may benefit from one left-sided SI joint, one or two, for diagnostic and therapeutic purpose, and another injection to the cervical epidural, one or two injections maybe, to help her in the cervical and thoracic upper disc issues. She does have a in the thoracic region T3-4, T4-5, T5-6, and T6-7, 7-8 disc herniation that will be helped by the cervical epidural while it is helping the cervical spine. Medications are renewed for her, which include Mobic 7.5 once a day, and for anti-inflammatory effect, Protonix 20 mg twice a day, Tylenol with codeine number 4, Xanax 0.5 mg PRN for severe anxiety. Zoloft is provided for acute depression, 50 mg 2 times a day. Puricides are provided for headache relief. And the patient has been advised that she can schedule her appointment for injections whenever she is comfortable with. Thank you.